The Lexington Farmers Market Report on WUKY is brought to you by Kentucky American Water, committed to providing water and wastewater service to customers in portions of 14 counties and making ongoing investments in water system infrastructure to support safe, reliable service. Learn more at KentuckyAMWater.com. Hello and welcome to Kentucky American Water's Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
Well, I thought this weekend would be a good weekend to talk about barbecue. You can get everything from brats and pre-made burgers to larger cuts of things like a brisket or a pork roast or even some turkey legs. And you can really smoke those to your heart's desire, whether you want to do a dry rub, do a wet brine, sauce or no sauce. That's really up to you, but we can provide all of the base ingredients from the farmer's market. I would say talk to your farmer, because usually if you're going to barbecue, you're going to use different cuts of meat than what you're going to do when you're grilling high and fast. A filet mignon, for example, will dry out and be overcooked if you try to smoke it for too long. And so you want something with a lot of connective tissue, some higher fat content, so that it's going to really continue to self-baste as it goes in that smoker, or you leave it on the grill low and slow for a long time. One of my favorite barbecue sides is baked beans. You can do all of the preparation, buy all the ingredients locally, and make a very good, delicious, smoky baked bean. Probably start with something like a cranberry bean or a pinto bean, something that's going to hold up to that longer cook time. This is a crock pot meal or Dutch oven on the grill or the barbecue with your other things, and let it go slow and low for a really long time because you want those to be tender. So that's the first step, is probably soak your dried beans overnight and then get them in some place on your grill or your smoker that's going to be a lower temperature than where you might be putting your meat. You can even purchase pre-smoked pulled pork, and so you can trick all your friends and they can think that you have been out cooking all night long, but farmer has devoted their time to do that for you, and so you don't have to worry about that yourself. If you're visiting a tailgate and you're not the main cook, you can always grab some condiments from the farmer's market. You can get some mustard, some jam, some tortilla chip, barbecue sauce, some salsa. Great little tent-warming gift, if you will, for when you're tailgating with friends, but you're not the one that's responsible for bringing the majority. So don't forget that as well. Be a good visitor to the tailgate.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about barbecue and tailgating at the Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report, brought to you by Kentucky American Water. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. When you're soaking your beans, do you add anything to it? Like, for instance, I don't know, cooked bacon or anything while it's soaking, or do you wait with that process?
I usually wait with that process because you don't want anything to like distract from the beans, and you might have to pick out some little things. Your general good bean hygiene is whenever you buy dried beans, either at the grocery store or at a farmer's market, you want to go through and make sure there's nothing that's off-color bean, one that's misshapen, one that might have a little bit of dirt on it. You want to be able to go through and clean those. Then you'll soak them in water. Usually it's about 2 to 3 times the amount of water per amount of beans. So if you have 1 cup of beans, it's usually 2, 3, or 4 cups of water. You let them go for 8 to 12 hours, and then you can drain them, rinse them, and then start getting your pot ready for flavoring them up. I like mine to be a little sweet and a little savory. And so I would probably start with some jowl bacon, smoky and fatty, and give you that salt level that you probably want. A barbecue sauce is always nice, a little bit, because you can always add more sweetness and more vinegar and more other things as you go along. But those are the two places where I would start. Then salt and pepper. And of course, if you like something spicy, you can always add in a hot pepper as well. Sort of the general basic recipe: beans plus salt and pepper, something sweet, and then some acid. And then you let it go for a long time to let that all absorb, get that smoky, rich fattiness from the jowl bacon, and it's going to be good.
How about some other sides available that go good with barbecue? I'm thinking of two in particular, potato salad and coleslaw. I'm assuming that some of those ingredients you can get at the farmer's market?
Yeah, you can get most everything you need for a potato salad at the farmer's market. You get the potatoes, you can get celery, onions. You can not get mayo right now, but you can get all the other stuff that you need. The new potatoes are coming in, and they make a really, really good potato salad, in my opinion. Then coleslaw, you can get cabbage, you can get carrots, you can get onions, all those sorts of things. Once again, not the mayo, but you can make a bacon and caramelized onion dressing to put on some cabbage. And that might be another, instead of having a mayo-based slaw, you have a nice crispy sweet onion sauce to put on the slaw to make it a little bit of a different flavor and balance that out.
You know, what I made the other day, and I hadn't made one since I was very young, in fact, was a sloppy Joe. And this isn't necessarily a barbecue, but especially for children that maybe aren't sold on the full barbecue experience, it's a great way to make a sort of a handheld sandwich, and it's quick for tailgating.
Yeah, I think I've had a sloppy Joe that has had the sauce on the smoker as well, and so you build that sauce usually with some tomato puree, some sugar, diced onions, carrots, celery, and then you let that cook down. The umami boost, if you can put that on the smoker, it can absorb some of that smoke as it's circulating. You'll want to stir it regularly. You'll take your meat, brown the meat, mix it into that sloppy Joe mix. You get that balance of getting some of those smoky flavors from that sloppy Joe, a serve yourself sort of sandwich. And you don't have to worry about slicing everything. If you don't have a big smoker, you can always make that in a crock pot, and then you can still take it tailgating or serve it in your backyard. When you can make things yourself, it's really rewarding and you get to know what's in it. And so if you can buy those ingredients and make it yourself, that's one less intermediate step to getting it to your plate. So that's always good. And then you can adjust it yourself, because sometimes store-bought canned varieties of things especially have a higher salt content. And so if you're salt sensitive, it's really hard to find something that has both the flavor and a reasonable salt level. And so making it yourself is the way to go. You can get bread, you can get rolls, you can get all kinds of things like that. For those people that are avoiding gluten, we have gluten-free bread, or we have things like lettuce wraps, and you can eat the lettuce from the farmer's market. It's okay, and make a little handheld sandwich with that. Don't be afraid of shopping local and enjoying all the produce and bounty that we have as we move from summer into fall.